Now, you probably can detect that I've moved out of the studio. Well, I'm down in the barbecue area. This is our resident barbecue spot, and our resident barbecuer is from the barbecue school. His name is Ben Farley, and welcome, Ben, to the program once again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And I just have to digress for a second because I told people before that ad break that ANZ had upped its variable and also its home rate, its interest rate by 0.4. I'm just getting information given to me now. 1.5 it's gone up for the Commonwealth too. So they were all following suit. Westpac, Suncorp, ANZ, and now Commonwealth have just announced an increase of 1.5 basis points. I've just been handed that. Sorry about that, mate. How have you been?
Oh, mate, really well. Good to be in here. Great to see you.
Now, how about we start with something for my listeners? Have you got something that could be of interest to them in terms of an experience at the barbecue school?
Well, I do, and I'd certainly love to offer that to all your listeners. You've enjoyed it before. We had a fabulous Father's Day. We've got so many dads who certainly enjoyed getting a voucher and coming to our classes. So we've got a great deal for all the listeners that we've extended for another week. So if you wanted to book a class, don't pay $140. It's 20% off. You go to our website and you go to the promo code and DAD18. DAD18 gets you 20% off any class of your choice with 12 months voucher.
Okay, bbqschool.com.au and DAD18 is the code for that special 20% discount, which is great. Okay, firstly, you've got to tell me what's on the menu for this afternoon.
Yeah, so we'll come over here where we're cooking on the new Matador Radiant Grill. So they've usually been synonymous with gas barbecues. This is now where they've moved into more of the charcoal version. So as you can see, I'm just going to move our corn out of the way. I've got some what's called chicken lollipops. As you can probably see, you can pick them up and you'll enjoy those shortly. But what we've done with those is we've actually taken the tip or the top off the chicken drumstick, of course, so that can we call it the handle's exposed. We've then brined them in a salt water solution for about 4 hours, which does two things. It helps obviously to season them, but in the nature of it cooking in this method as being smoked, it actually helps to keep it quite tender. Now, I've also, as you notice, there's a fair bit of colour on there, so I've put a beautiful glaze on top of there, which we reduced some James Squire golden ale, and I've combined that with some garlic, some chili, some lemon, and a little bit of tomato sauce to give it some consistency.
So some beer and herb and spicy glaze.
Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, progressively keeps getting put on there. You'll notice in the bottom of that tray there's a little bit of butter. And there's a little bit of moisture there. So when they had come off, and it's also a method that might be called a crutching method, the Texas crutch, which more or less means that any of the moisture coming out of the chicken will hold together the butter and a little bit of beer or cider or something in a little, like we've wrapped that all up, and that'll hold all that moisture together, and that'll just fall off the bone, be outstanding.
Oh, look at that. That's an amazing dish. That is amazing. I'm starting to salivate already. And then over on the main cooker, you've got your Pit Boss.
Well, this is a brand new one as well, Chris, called a Pit Boss. It's an electric pellet-fed smoker. I just want to show you something over here. So you can see these little pellets in here, which, of course, are processed in the sense of them being wood, but they're fed, they're automatically fed into the smoker so that you get the exact amount of smoke plus the exact, it means it does it itself.
From all those barbecue skill courses I did, you never had this sort of technology. What's going on here?
I think it's been a year or two since you've been, Chris, which means
true.
You need to come back again.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Have a look in here, and this is definitely ready. I've got in here, which is some beef short ribs. Now, we've used our great mates over at Bass Strait Beef, and of course, I talked to you just beforehand about us crutching it, and that's what we've done in here in the foil, which I'm going to open up now, is we've then got some greaseproof paper, and I want you to see all of those, have a look at this, Chris, all the juices and all the moisture that's coming out of that beef rib.
That's incredible.
Now, I want to show you a little bit of a quality point with regards to that, and I'm just going to grab a little paper towel for that, is that we want to know when they're ready, because it wants to hold together, but you want to be able to pull one of those bones out, which kind of means that it's quite tender. And
it should slip out, right?
Absolutely. Okay. It shouldn't have any issue at all. Can you see? Oh, we've nailed it again, Chris. So, of course, being by sheer nature, it means that we've cooked that to the degree of doneness in the sense of it being tender, and we can pull those straight out. It would be remiss of me not to give you a small taste of it.
Hang on, I've got to run. I've run out of time. We've got to come back with you. We'll see you next hour with the finished product.